Okay, everybody, this is Kimber at WRKV487. The Channel 3 project has completed. Thank you to all who participated. Sounded like it was a little bit slow tonight, but there we go. People are doing other things. Once again, thank you to all for checking in. So I'm going to go ahead and close out the net now. I have a few words to say about that, and then I'll take some questions if you all have any. And stand by for any other Channel 3 reports if any of you did that. Stand by. Okay, you have been listening to the Southern Oregon GMRS AMRON Emergency Communications Net. Another net on this repeater, as mentioned by Karen before, is the Patriot Ladies Net, Wednesday nights at 6 p.m. on this repeater. That's hosted by Karen, WRJX359. This is a place where like-minded ladies of all ages come together and discuss living in Southern Oregon, as well as practice radio skills and develop friendships. And if you want to just practice and you're brand new to radio, this is the place to be, because we have all the patience and all the love in the world to bring you through and help you get used to talking on this radio. Pretty fun, actually. I wish to thank OregonGMRS.org for their use of this repeater. I also thank each and every one of you, all of you, who give your time, equipment, skills, and love to keep this radio world thriving here in Southern Oregon. If you've been listening and you would like your GMRS license to be able to talk on these repeaters, which you have to have a license from the SEC, it requires no testing. It's not like ham. It's only $35, and it's good for your entire family for 10 years. Once you get your call sign, people in your immediate household can use it under, you know, like mine is WRKV487. I'm A, Kimber. My husband is B, and my son is C. So that's pretty cool. If you need help obtaining that GMRS license from the FCC, you can visit IVARC.org website. They have a step-by-step instruction that's Once again, I ran out of time there. That website to for those step-by-step instructions is IVARC.org. FCC site is kind of hard to navigate. For any questions not answered here, or to sign up for the email list for the intelligence brief, or anything else you can think of, you can email me at sogmrsnet@gmail.com. Once again, that's sogmrsnet@gmail.com. I'd like to encourage you all to please continue to learn more radio skills and practice up. There's plenty to learn on the Radio Club website and YouTube and whatever else. There's lots of social media sites. YouTube is limitless. I mean, there's so many possibilities of learning. If you want to learn phonetics, or if you want to learn Morse code, if you want to learn anything, go to the Radio Club websites around here, or you know, whatever you can find. And if you need more information on that, email me at the email address I just gave. If you're all still listening, whoever's still here, I want to give my personal thanks and wish you all be safe and be well. You are very loved, and this radio has opened my heart to so many folks here in Southern Oregon. It's a great group of people. Highly recommend it. Mention it to your friends. If you're new and listening and want to join us, please don't hesitate. It's really cool. So thanks again. This concludes the AMRON Emergency Communications Net. This is WRKV487, now returning the repeater back to normal GMRS operations at 8:04 p.m. local time. I'll be standing by for any questions or discussions. Thank you all. Good night, WRKV487.
This is Debbie Q, VA, wishing you a good night, Kimber.
Marcius, too, wishing you happy Thank you, Carol and Marsha, my dear friends. I love you dearly. Oh, and by the way, happy fall to everyone. tomorrow, Monday the 22nd at 11:19 a.m. marks the first of fall 2025.
WSHA 769. Kimber, you got a copy on this?
WSHA 769, I do have a copy on this.
Well, copy that. I had a small emergency here, and I wasn't able to get on the air. Is it too late to check in?
Well, Dino, I already have you checked in because I have it marked on my list to check you in if you can't. Great to hear your voice, though. And are you over your emergency, or do you need any help?
We had one of my German Shepherds was injured, and we had to put him down. And it's really a heartbreak for me. He's been with me for 12 years. So, but thanks for the offer of help. It's always nice to know that you're there for us old folks that need help. Back to you.
Aw, Dino, I'm so sorry. That is a heartbreak. Our pets are our loved ones, they're our babies. And, wow, my heart breaks for you. I'm so very sorry, my friend. Big hugs to you and the family. And, yeah, if we can do anything, you let us know, okay? You take care and be well, and we love you.
Thanks again, Kimber. I really appreciate it. Nice to know people out there care. WSHA 769, clear and monitoring.
709, I'm so sorry about your dog. Wow, that is a heartbreak.